That's our rain time for Laminette. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store. Squire Kent is just entering.
Come in. Oh, howdy, Squire.
Well, howdy, Lum. Howdy.
I ain't saw you in weeks.
No, no, I've been pretty busy, Lum, with my insurance business, you know, and going around over the country here, seeing some of my clients, making renewals, one thing and another.
I thought maybe you'd been sick or something.
No, no, never felt better in my life, I don't guess, Lum. Your health has been good, I hear.
Oh, yeah, I stout as I ever was.
Good, good. Say, Lum, I just dropped in. I want to talk to you. What in the world has happened to your partner?
To Abner? Cactus Peabody, you mean?
How's that, Lum?
Cactus Abner, the bug bandit of Polk County.
Is that what he's calling himself now?
Yeah. That is, it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. I ain't saw him today. He might have a new name by now. He changed his mind now every time he's asked his eyes.
Well, Lum, what in the world has come over him?
No telling, Squire. He's just run wild, that's all. Just hog wild. He thinks he's a Wild West cowboy for sure now.
Yes, I saw him in all that regalia of his. Gun strapped on him, boots, spurs, the whole outfit.
Oh, he's a sight. Ain't none of it to pitch him either. That hat comes clean down over his eyes. I don't know how he can tell where he's going. Of course, with him, it don't matter. He don't know where he's going no way.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Lum. He better be careful with those guns.
He ain't got no real bullets in him, I don't think.
Well, real bullets or not, I don't like to be a target. He took a shot at me this morning when he rode by my place.
Rode by?
Yes.
Whose car was he in?
Well, he wasn't in anybody's car. He was on a horse.
A horse?
Yes.
Oh, you must be mistaken, Squire. He's scared to death of horses.
Well, I don't know if you could rightly call this a horse or not, Lum. It's that old swayback, droopy-eared mare that Emmett Goshen's been trying to get rid of for the last 4 years.
Oh, for pity's sake. He ain't actually riding that thing around town, is he?
He most certainly is, yes.
Why, he's just going to make a laughing stock out of himself. That's what he's going to do.
Well, if that's what he's trying to do, he's making rapid strides in that direction. I'll say that for him.
Granny, that old mare's a swayback. You might not have to wear roller skates to ride her.
Oh, yes, I never saw anything like it in my life when he rode by my place. I thought it was funny till he pulled the guns on me, and then I didn't think it was quite so funny, Lum.
No, I can understand that. That's crazy.
Lum, how did all this get started anyway? Abner's been acting peculiar for about a week now.
Well, it all started one day when I was trying to get him to help me work on my boat out at the mill pond, and he couldn't do it because Elizabeth wanted him to do some housework for her.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Ben tried a little solid psychology on him. Sort of built up his ego to where he'd assert himself around the home. But we done too good a job.
Yes, you got him overtrained, Lum.
Oh, he got complete out of hand. And I ain't been able to control him since.
But, Lum, how did he get on to this cowboy mania that he's got now?
Well, he was going out to fist fight Mr. Johnson one day. And I knew I had to stop him before he got bad hurt.
Oh, Mr. Johnson would have killed him. That's one of the strongest men in this whole community.
I know. So I got the bright idea of calming him down by having him read a magazine to Cedric. But that turned out wrong, too.
It did, huh?
It was a Wild West magazine.
Oh.
Abner got all wrapped up in it and got carried away to where he thinks he's a rough, stuffed cowhand now.
Well, you better tell him to be a little more careful who he shoots those guns at, Lum. I don't appreciate that sort of thing one bit.
Well, he never meant nothing by it, Squire. He weren't aiming at you.
So, well, I know that. But when he's not aiming at you is when he's the most dangerous, Lum. If he'd aim at me, I'd feel a whole lot safer.
Well, if he comes in the store today, of which I doubt, I'll tell him to watch it.
Yes, you do, Lum.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Lum. Say, I just got word from my radio.
Oh, hello, Squire. Well, howdy, Ben. How are you today?
Yes. Lum, I got word from my lady that they're having a big celebration this weekend.
Well, that's nice.
What kind of a celebration is it, Ben?
Yes. They want representatives from all the neighboring towns, and they asked me if I could get somebody to represent Pine Ridge.
So what kind of a representative do they want, Ben?
Why, Howard K. Sepler is the one who called me in regards to this.
Well, Ben, if you're looking
Howard's
for
Howard's in the embalming business.
Yeah, you told us about him, but if
they
you're...
They put Howard in charge of the committee. He called me by long distance telephone.
Ben, you say that celebration's going to be this weekend? If it is, I was just thinking.
I'm going to be free, and if there's any way I can help you out...
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on. I think Ben knows who he wants to send over there to represent a Pine Ridge, don't you, Ben, old boy?
How's that, Bob?
Well, what do they want? Somebody that can make a speech? A business leader? A church killer? A community worker? And all that?
Well, now, the way Howard explained it to me, that's how it takes up.
Yeah, you told us that.
No, I did.
Yeah, sure.
Bombing but... Went through a 3 months embalming course in 4 months. Took the accelerated course.
Look, Ben, what about this celebrate over there?
Okay.
Yes, I think we better get this thing settled, man. After all, now, we want Pine Ridge to make a good showing over there, you know. And I'm only thinking of the best interest of the community when I say that, well, I'm very well thought of over around the Mount Ida district. Of course, it's not now that I want to push myself forward, you understand.
Well, let's not wreck into this now.
What days would I have to be over there, Ben?
Well, I don't care quite precisely, but...
What's that?
Yeah, I see your point, Ben. Now, just what kind of a celebrate is it? Feller can't make up a speech unless he knows what he's talking about.
I've never seen that handicap used before, Lon.
As I see it, there's only one possible candidate in Pioneer.
Yeah? Well, Ben, I wish you'd stop beating around the bridge. Oh, for pity's sake, look out in front there.
How's that?
It's why you was right, Adam. He's going up riding that old broke-down horse.
Well, I told you, Lon, what he looked like.
Now, that outcaps anything he did. Yeah.
If there's a true man of the West, there's no doubt about it.
Look at that thing. It's stumbling along there. Ought to have a sled under that horse's stomach. And look at that. That's dug down on his head. That way he can't see where he's going. He can't even see his face.
Why, no.
I can find a picture there on him.
At that pace, I found you taking him about 2 hours to get from his house down.
I wonder how he could have pulled that.
Oh, my goodness. I know he'd do that. Fell right on his head.
Well, it's good to be for taking that garter to me.
Fine cowboy. Off that old horse, I'd fall off.
He went right over.
He's going to get pretty sure if he doesn't make me any stars.
Maybe we better run out and help him. Hold on, don't forget that. Seems a little dangerous, though. That's not what we're doing.
Well, if he's taking that hat off, he's going to be worried.
No, he couldn't have hurt himself very badly. It's not much of a fall from that way back horse to the ground.
You know, I wonder if I could talk him into making a deal with him. Might be one way of getting some work out.
Long, your customers would all starve to death before he ever got there with him.
Yeah, that was a nice stop you made out there, Texter.
Yeah, smile when you say that, you coyote. I've got to get you a favor from there.
Well, scratch it and sit down before you fall down.
Ah, that's quite a colorful outfit you have on there, Texter. Ah, thank you, partner.
Very nice, too. That's the first sleeveless overcoat I saw this season.
That's a leather vest.
Well, why don't you take it off so your boots will show?
I don't know how I cotton to them kind of remarks, Sidewinder. I'm just as liable as not to draw my six guns and run the whole bunch of you out of town.
You might draw it, but who's going to help you hold it?
Yes, you better be careful how you monkey around with that cap pistol, Abner.
Cap pistol? My dog is out taking all this kind of talk I'm going to. Nobody talks to Cactus Peabody that way. You'll wind up in Boot Hill, kid.
Now, listen here.
Hey, where you are? Don't take another step towards me or I'll pump you full of hot lead.
Well, Cactus, I...
Hey, you too, Benjamin.
Oh.
Want you dudes to know who you're talking to. You're talking to the roughest, toughest, hard-ridingest homber that ever, ever hit the trail, I believe.
Oh, sure.
I can ride harder, rope faster, and air varmint west of Tonto Rim.
Fine.
I can shoot the pluribus out of E-Union on a penny at 100 paces. I don't get to see that fly sitting on that stovepipe. Just watch here. I'll blame it.
What's the matter, Cactus? Having a little trouble with your gun?
I'll get it out. Don't you worry.
Need some help there?
Yeah, you button up your lip.
Cactus, while you're getting your gun untangled, I'd like to ask a favor.
How did that thing ever get hooked in there like that? That fly ain't charging me, is he? No, he's there. I'll get him.
I don't know whether I can talk you into it or not, but I wonder if you would represent Pine Ridge at the Mount Ida celebration this weekend.
Throw up both your feet.
Now, wait a minute, Ben.
No, you can't do a thing like that, Ben. We've got to think about the reputation of our community here.
Right?
Ben, you can't be serious. He'd make a laughing stock out of it.
Just a minute here. What's this again, Ben?
My friend Howard K. Sutler of Mount Ida asked me if I'd select a Pine Ridge representative for their celebration, and I'd like to name you.
Oh, now, Ben.
Fine, Ben. I access.
Oh, this is awful.
Disgrace to the community.
Yes. Can I consider that official, Abner?
It is official.
Well, good. I'll go right over and wire Howard the good news.
Now, wait a minute, Ben.
Oh, yes. Here's a handbill advertising celebration.
I don't want that.
I'll be back later. Give you the rest of the details, Captain. So long.
So long, partner. Well, this is the most preposterous thing that I've ever heard in my whole life.
Jennings, wait a minute. Maybe this is going to work out pretty good after all.
Here, what's that, Mom?
Mr. Cactus Peabody, take a look at this handbill.
What about it?
You've just been entered in the Mount Ida Rodeo in the bulldogging contest.
Ah.
Let's see you eat pluribus your way out of that.
Well, what has Cactus Peabody gotten himself into now? Will he be forced to enter the bulldogging contest? Only a bum steer can save him now.